Welcome to Belly Flop, where you either make a splash, an ass out of yourself, or both. I am Alex.
And I'm CW. Welcome to the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Belly Flop. This is CW.
And this is Alex.
Hope everyone's having a great Monday so far, or Tuesday, or whenever the hell you listen to this.
Hope you're having a good week.
Yes.
Or we'll have a good week.
I mean, can you really have a good Monday?
Not usually.
Normally, it's like the day where you regret going into work.
The good Mondays are when it's a holiday. Those are the good Mondays.
I'm here for that. I like that.
Yeah.
So, March Madness.
It has been happening. It's been crazy.
Yes.
It's been a wild, wild tournament.
Also, after the first, like, was it like a, when Arizona went down or... I remember reading a stat. I cannot remember what game
Kentucky went down
caused. Maybe in Kentucky. Is that there were only like
two perfect brackets left. It was like that was after like day one, and then like or round one.
Yeah.
Then round two, the first like game ended that apparently. I don't remember, but yeah, it was something. It happens.
Yeah. It's
in our pool at work, no one picked St. Peter's to beat Kentucky. No one in the whole pool. 73 brackets. Not a single person picked that game. It's a 2 versus 15. You don't expect it.
I mean, a peacock versus a wildcat.
Peacocks were peacocking, man. They were...
Yeah.
Anytime you have a team with one white dude on it, that one white dude can play basketball. Especially if he has a mustache. 1980s are coming.
You're saying he's real. He's legit.
He seemed pretty good. Their coach is pretty legit. He was pretty legit. He took Seton Hall to the... I mean, Sweet 16.
We literally just, I mean, they got beat by UNC, or they're in the process of getting beat by UNC right now.
I think, yeah.
So.
But,
I mean, they've had a very good run.
The first 15 seed to make it to the Elite Eight. So that's saying something.
They've earned their season, their place.
They played pretty well. Their coach, he played for Seton Hall, and they were the last New Jersey team to make it to the Sweet 16 when he was the point guard.
Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's been a fun tournament. A lot of basketball.
Yeah.
Good basketball.
It's been good to watch.
I've watched some. I haven't got to watch as much as I like to, but...
See, I haven't watched as much as normal this year either.
I usually have it on, but this year just didn't. W wasn't in it. They're always knocked out early, but it just makes it more interesting for me.
Yeah, no.
So, they weren't in it because they suck. They were bad, but yeah, it's been good. It's been a good tournament.
Yeah, Coach K's final year,
final run. I mean, he might win this thing. They're.
I mean, that would be a way to go. Way to go out
on top. They're looking pretty good, and they got UNC, which that's a crazy. It's the first time it's ever happened that UNC versus Duke in the Final Four or period in the tournament. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever played each other in the NCAA tournament. So that'll happen, I guess, next Saturday, Friday? I don't know. Sometime. Next weekend.
At some point.
Yeah, I think it's Friday, maybe Saturday. Saturday? Maybe, yeah, both games are Saturday, and the championship's Monday, probably.
Where's the Final Four at?
New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans. Or maybe the game's Sunday. I don't know.
Next weekend at some point.
The phone is right here. I can look it up and tell you. Everybody will know. They're playing next week. Then they'll have a tournament. Then they'll have a championship. We're going to have a new NCAA champion this year.
So there's that.
There's that.
Also in awards, the Oscars are tonight.
Yes.
I think I've seen zero movies that you said are being nominated for anything.
I've seen one. So we've got... let me just get to the movie nominations. Animated feature film. Seen some of these.
Okay.
I actually have not seen any of them all the way through. Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno.
Never watched it, but thanks to Spotify, I can sing We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. Never seen it. Flea.
Nope.
F-L-E-E. Never heard of it. Luca. Heard of that one, but I've watched parts of it with the kids. That's the one where the kids, he's like a sea monster.
Okay.
As a person. I think that's it.
Never watched it.
The Mitchells versus the Machines and Raya and the Last Dragon, which I heard was good. but I haven't seen it. So then you got cinematography. You got Dune, which I've heard of.
I've heard Dune is great. I've heard the movie is amazing.
Nightmare Alley, I've also heard of. I think that's the one with Bradley Cooper. I'm sure he's in here somewhere. Power of the Dog, Tragedy of Macbeth, and West Side Story. I don't know why we're having Macbeth and West Side Story.
So West Side Story keeps popping up on, I want to say it's HBO Max or Amazon Prime One to watch. And it's like the new one that is a Spielberg movie.
Okay. It's a Spielberg?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen this movie, but I didn't hear good things about it. But it's got an award for makeup and hairstyling. Coming to America. Coming to America.
I never watched it.
I haven't watched it either.
I feel like the first one is like one of my favorite movies.
I haven't watched it because I've heard bad things that it's
yes,
not good.
Yes, I heard the bad things.
So, anyway. So, music. Here's one that I actually have seen the movie. Don't Look Up. They're nominated for original score. Dune, Encanto, Parallel Mothers, and Power of Dog.
Nope.
Never heard of them. Never heard of any of those. Best Picture. Here's our nominees. Ready? This is supposed to be the big one, right?
Yes.
You got Belfast. Never heard of any of the people in it. Coda, which was an Apple.
That's TV. An Apple, yeah, Apple TV.
Don't Look Up, which is Adam McKay. Drive My Car. Dune. King Richard, which was Will Smith. Haven't seen it, though. That's about... is that about the two dominant... Venus and Serena Williams? I think that's about their dad, right?
Yeah.
Licorice Pizza. Nightmare Alley, which has Guillermo del Toro and Bradley Cooper. Power of the Dog and West Side Story. That's your big best picture. And I've seen one. Don't Look Up.
What's it about?
Don't Look Up's Netflix. It's about a meteor... Like, what's his name? Titanic.
DiCaprio.
Yes, DiCaprio's in it, and this lady. Well, there's several people. Meryl Streep's in it. She plays the president. It's really... Did I not talk about it on here?
Maybe, possibly. Might have. I don't know.
It's really a play on the current political climate of our country.
Okay.
And what would happen if... A meteor is going to hit Earth.
So, like, half the country believes that there's a meteor, and the other half is like...
And it kind of shows, like, the president... The Meryl Streep is kind of like the Donald Trump type character. If you watch it, you'll kind of realize who's what. It's pretty funny. Who's the actor from... He was in a couple Leo movies. He was in Wolf of Wall Street. He was, like, Leo's... main guy. He was in
Jonah Hill.
Yes, Jonah Hill's in it. Several big names are in it. It's good. It's a Netflix movie.
Okay.
It's about a meteor. These two whatever fucking scientists working in a laboratory, like a, what are the things that look at the sky?
Telescope.
Yes. Sorry, my brain is not working today. Period. They work in a telescope somewhere, Minnesota, maybe. I don't know. They find this asteroid coming that's undocumented, I guess, and they do all these calculations and realize it's going to hit Earth and blah, blah, blah. They go on this press tour to try to spread the word because the president shuts them down. I don't know. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's funny.
I was reading an article about...
Some people hated it. I liked it.
About how, like, you know, I was like, all the subscription services, which, by the way, I can't remember if I was telling you this or not. I went through my credit card statement and wrote down every single subscription service I had.
You know, I've seen ads for an app that'll do that.
It's called Truebill. It's on every fucking podcast I've listened to. And it's like, oh, Truebill.
Find all the
Truebill.
Unnecessary expenses.
Truebill. Do you even know? Yeah, I do know. Just quit. I know that when I click on Disney Plus, I'm going to see that I'm not watching anything on it, but I'm going to exit out of it and move on. But it was about how I was.
Went through the list and spent.
Yo, I mean, I canceled quite a bit. But
so, which ones am I not going to have access to now?
I canceled. What ones do you have?
Just HBO.
Oh, I'm keeping that.
And Hulu, maybe. Jessica used to Hulu. I don't have it.
that's getting canceled. Because
you're going to get the bundle.
But I'm going to get the... Well, I have the bundle. But I have a pro mode where you can...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't... I've never used Hulu.
So. I don't...
Jessica watched something.
I think I watched like Fireflies. Once... Yeah. Pretty... No, she watched... Pretty Little
Fires? Fires.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Something.
Yeah. I think I watched that and I watched Normal People.
Okay.
I think that's the last
thing I like HBO Max. Before.
Yeah, I like HBO Max. But it's about how like Netflix and Apple TV are, like, you know, they compete for subscribers. Obviously, Netflix is like leaps and bounds ahead of everybody because they're the OGs. But
they're losing them. But they still, everybody's pulling their own products.
But they got like 225 million subscribers.
And they get people who just pay it and forget about it.
Yes, because, well, you have to, because you have your 18 friends that have your login. And I did lower my, because I had the 4K.
Which you don't need.
And then it was 4K and some other BS. And I'm like, you know what? I can do with 1080p.
Yeah.
For $6 a month.
Most of the shit you're streaming is not even that.
It's not even 4K.
Now, not even 720 a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah. Because of the bandwidth it takes up to transfer that much over product. Yeah. Most people aren't going to tell the difference between 720 and 1080.
I pay for Comcast internet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had like basic
cable with it.
Basic cable.
To get the like the cheaper price.
To get the cheaper price. No, I looked at my bill. You know, I actually looked at my bill. And so I have like 120 channels.
So you're like, I don't need the...
So I don't need to pay for the DirecTV streaming, which is what HBO is off of, so...
Right, so you're going to have to switch that up.
But I have HBO with Comcast, apparently.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, there we go. But anyway, yeah, it's about how, like, Apple and Netflix are... They want to win the Oscars.
They want to win with like, one of their original pictures.
Coda is
an Apple.
Apple, and then Don't Look Up is Netflix.
Yeah, so they're going for the quality of the product that's out now. Yeah, they've basically both become production studios.
So I remember like when The Morning Show first came out on Apple TV and it won like all the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, Golden Globe nominee. Golden Globe.
Yeah, they want to be able to put that shit on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's good PR.
Well, I'll tell you what. The actors in the leading role are people I've heard of. The movies, not so much. So, actor is... The nominees are Javier Bardem.
Okay.
Being the Ricardos.
Oh, that's the...
is that a...
It's like a biopic about Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
Oh, okay. About the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I Love Lucy, right?
Haven't watched it, but yeah. I do remember that.
Benedict Cumberbatch is in Power of the Dog.
Nope.
Never heard of it. I know who he is.
I know who he is.
Andrew Garfield. I think I know who he is.
Yes, he was Spider-Man.
When?
Before Tom Holland, but after Tobey Maguire.
I don't remember that one. Tick, Tick, Boom is the movie he's in. Hmm. Will Smith, King Richard, and Denzel Washington is in The Tragedy of Macbeth.
Huh.
Never even heard of that
I'm
movie.
I know about Macbeth, but I've never
heard of it. I've never heard of the movie. I mean, obviously we know who Denzel is.
Although I'm kind of curious now
one of the
about...
great actors of all times.
Denzel and...
And then when it comes to actresses in a leading role... I've heard of three, and two of them, actually, they've all been around a while, but two of them probably haven't been relevant in years. Actually, I might have heard of this one. Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh, I did watch.
Is that like a...
Because, you know, I've admitted on here about how I'm bad at watching TV.
Yes.
I have watched either the trailer for that, or I've watched about 20 minutes of that.
Is it a movie?
It's about Tammy Faye Baker. It's on HBO Max.
Who's Tammy Faye?
Remember, like, the televangelist back in the day? Yeah. Jim Baker and Tammy Faye. She had, like, the giant, like, painted makeup all over her face.
She was a televangelist?
Yeah.
Basically, and that's why it's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye?
The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And it was one of those that, like, they got caught...
Being fraudulent?
Being fraudulent because they had, like, solid gold fixtures in their home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
They were the pre-mega church pastors of today.
Okay.
And I would love to say a name right now of a gentleman in Houston, but...
Yeah. Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter.
Okay.
I don't know who she is. Penelope Cruz, Parallel Mothers, hasn't been relevant in years. Nicole Kidman, being the Ricardos, also hasn't been relevant in years. And Kristen Stewart from Spencer. I don't know what that movie is.
I know what that is.
heard of Spencer Confidential.
But so I feel like Nicole Kidman's in a bunch of like
she's in stuff, but
random
she's
stuff.
Just not been nominated. She hasn't been like.
But that's when you know you have like real money.
Yeah.
Is when you can be like a supporting actor in like five movies
in a year.
You get your paycheck. You don't give a shit. And
you probably draw a big ass paycheck too.
Because she's married to like Keith Urban.
She. Yeah, that's right. She is.
And yeah, they're both like major names.
Mm-hmm.
And. I mean, anyway, that's when you know you made it.
Apparently, Kristen Dunst is in Power of the Dog.
Hmm. Another name you've not heard in a while.
Nope. Anyway, that is the 94th Academy Awards.
94th.
Which I couldn't tell the difference between the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. One of them people vote on. One of them, they vote on themselves, right?
I think the...
Like the Actors Guild does the voting on one
of them. Is Olivia Colman the lady that's in... Hold on. Is she in The Crown?
Fuck, I've never seen it. I don't know.
Hold on. I'm on the... Yeah. Okay. It's the lady that played... she was in The Crown. That's how I know her.
Okay.
She played Queen Elizabeth for
a period of time.
2 years, which expanded like 30 years or something.
Gotcha.
And...
Two seasons.
And I think now they're getting an older...
They got to get an old actress.
Yeah, because they actually, instead of like putting... Makeup.
Yeah, they actually are just changing actors.
They're actually just changing.
Yeah, they keep changing them.
They're like, you can't change the mannerisms and the everything as.
Well, you know what's funny is I just, this morning on the Sunday, CBS Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have migraines and my brain is just shit. It's more, well, more than it already is.
You're 36 now, so my joke was.
I literally woke up and told you how I was feeling. You're like, welcome to your mid-30s.
Welcome to your late 30s.
Yeah, late 30s, that's right.
From that moment on your 35th birthday when you wake up and you don't exactly know whose home you're in,
mm-hmm.
or at least I did.
I didn't do that.
I did. And from that moment on, figure out where you are at some point.
Yeah.
From that moment on, it's just a downhill trajectory of what is going to hurt you the next day or...
Well, I woke up with heartburn.
Creak when you walk.
Heartburn and a little bit of a headache. And we didn't really drink. I mean, I had like 3 beers at dinner.
Yeah,
but no, we were there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then, but I ate like almost all of a 14-inch Nacho Mama at Backyard, which is just chorizo.
You love chorizo.
Oh my God, it's so damn good. But God, it, my stomach has been just, everything's just been burning today from too much chorizo.
We learned language, new words last night.
We did?
Yeah, from your 9-year-old. Cap and bet and
yeah, no cap.
No cap.
Which apparently is no lie.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why we had to change a 3-letter word for another 3-letter word.
It makes no sense at all.
I understand if you're going from like a long word to a short word. But no cap apparently means no lie. And bet apparently means bet on it. Like
yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, we're doing it. Because he kept saying bet to everything. Fucking kids.
Yeah, and like he was just saying it, and I'm like, I have no clue what the hell you're talking about.
And then bruh.
Okay, I know what that means.
Bruh, all the time.
Hey, bruh.
Yeah, it's funny. Kids are fucking... Anyway, so my brain is shit today because I have a headache and I've had one all day. But Sunday morning show, back to what we're talking about, actors, actresses. They were talking about The Godfather. Apparently it's 50-year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Something like some shit like that. And so they were talking about Francis Ford Coppola, how he was the one who produced it, and it was like a shit show. Like, he didn't want to do it, told he had to do it, and then nobody liked his method of doing it, so it was like a fucking just disaster for him. And then it fucking became what it was.
Like an icon.
Cult classic, and not even a cult classic, just a classic.
Like, literally, that's like what...
But, like, they all were upset with who his choice was to play The Godfather, which was Marlon Brando. Because Marlon Brando at the time was only like 46 years old and like super fit and healthy. So like, how are they going to get him to play an aging Don who's getting like story about Succession and family, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, how are you going to get that from him? So they had to do like, they were just they made him look old. Like
yep.
The puffy jaws, was all makeup, the dyed hair. They can do shit like that.
I mean, they have the ability.
Yeah. But it takes fucking... Some of those makeup,
yeah. Man,
some people are in makeup for like 3 or 4 hours before they go shoot for 3 or 4 hours. That's just miserable.
Like you cannot sweat. I mean, because it's just going to be.
No, it's a nightmare.
I would get fired from the set.
I I don't know. I'd probably suck it up and take that payday.
Yeah.
I think I could deal with it.
Yes.
I think I can handle.
I'd be okay with it.
I mean, it'd suck, but I can handle. I mean, every job sucks. Shit you hate about everything. So the payday is much better for that.
But, yes.
But anyway.
One movie and I'd be okay for a while.
Yeah. Just fucking, yeah. Just hopefully
it's. I mean, I'm not going to be buying those $70 million mega mansions. And,
no. No. There's one just sold in LA for that. And then Todd, what's the dude, late night, Trevor Noah?
Yeah.
I don't know what show is his, but one of those late night, late.
Late Late Show?
I don't know. What's it? I don't know which one he's. I don't know. He just sold his Bel Air mansion for $26.4
million. Bargain.
It's fucking crazy. Anyway.
The best is when you see an article and it's like, oh, Ellen sells her home for her Beverly Hills mansion for $34.9 million.
Right.
To also selling her home around the corner.
For $40
million. For $41.7 million. And I'm like, why do you need a home around the corner?
I'm just curious. Do you think they like, do you think rich people finance the houses?
Yes.
They do?
I'm
sure. They don't like pay cash?
I'm sure they probably would like a tax break of mortgage interest as well.
Yeah, but I mean, fuck, it ain't that big of a tax break. You're making that kind of money. What the fuck?
I mean, but you need something.
What the fuck? You got enough problem. You can only deduct it on your primary home.
But. Well, I mean, how do you know which one's your primary when you got 17?
You got to pick one. And you can only deduct mortgage interest on $750,000. So,
but I'm just saying, I don't, like, I remember reading an article, and it could, again, it's the art, it could be an article that people, someone just wrote. And it was basically about how Beyonce and Jay-Z, like, mm-hmm. they bought a $80, $90 million home in LA
and mortgaged it.
But it was one of those where they paid zero on the principal
ever. It was all interest,
it was just strictly paying the interest on the loan. Because they're making more money on the principal, what they would have paid.
Like investing it.
Investing it and them being Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah. Than what they would have made paying the bank.
Well, and the bank probably didn't care because they're like, well, we'll get it back when they sell it.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, Jesus. They did have to put the down payment, I'm sure. 20% of $80 million. Fuck. That's so much money. Crazy.
Yeah, but then you can support. I don't know if you can with like a mortgage loan, but I mean, really, I mean, is it even a mortgage loan at that point? Like, is your business just buying it for?
Yeah, I don't know how the rich people do.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how rich people
do. But I mean, could you subordinate it? Like, oh, like really, like you owe Rockefeller Records the money, but they're subordinating it so that you can move ahead of your.
Yeah, there you can do things. Companies can buy. It gets tricky, but yeah, shit like that happens.
I'm sure there's a special way.
Or you just buy it.
To do it.
Fucking go to the bank and be like,
but I mean,
okay. Hey, I'm worth $1 billion.
Okay,
loan me the money.
Well, let's think about, well, in that case, yes. But think about like Trevor Noah.
Okay.
Okay, he's probably not got.
Probably does now.
$150 million.
I don't know. His contract's pretty big.
Even Matt Lauer, being Matt Lauer, was only making $12 million a year.
But I think Trevor Noah makes more than that.
Think so?
I don't know what his salary is.
I mean,
I feel like his jump from what he was on SNL or something. He was on something.
He was on.
He was somewhere before he got that gig.
So he's on The Daily Show.
Okay. Yeah, with what's his name? Jon Stewart.
Yes.
He replaced Jon.
Okay, he just signed a new contract for $16 million per season.
Okay.
But after you pay your manager.
That's true. There's a lot of money that goes out for that. I mean,
you pay your agent, your manager, taxes. Your assistant, your taxes.
Oh, the Bel Air house was sold at $1 million loss.
I mean, you're not going to take half of your savings account.
No, this is true. Yeah, he's financing. But when you're talking like Bezos and these people.
Oh, I'm sure they're probably just paying for it.
Because that's just a headache you got to deal with making the payment. But I guess you got to pay people.
I'm sure they're not paying for it.
Somebody's paying for it.
I'm sure their shell corporation on Grand Cayman or wherever is wiring the funds.
Yeah. Or it's some holdings.
Because that's how the one MDB guy, he had two of like the best apartments in Manhattan. He had a home in Beverly Hills. And it was all owned by an offshore
company. Yeah, it's a lot of money. A whole different tax world. whole different world.
Whole different world.
Just in general, different things. But anyway, rich people are getting awards for doing movies.
Yes. I think the Oscars is the...
Actors Guild?
No, that's the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay.
The SAG Awards.
That's the ones they're just giving themselves.
Well, the Golden Globes, I think it's like they kind of vote themselves
amongst
well.
Themselves, amongst yeah. actors, yeah.
Yeah, amongst whoever's in the...
Yeah, because the Oscars, it's like a... There's like a panel of people.
Yeah, there's a panel of people that nominate.
I actually have a movie that when you go to watch it, it says for Oscar screening purposes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I remember who got it for me, but I have a DVD at home that's got that on it. I'm going to try to watch it. I didn't fucking watch it because it's annoying because it's right there on the fucking screen.
And then it's also a DVD.
Well, yeah. I mean, back then.
That's how they did it.
Yep.
But... That probably just shows up on like a little jump drive and you just plug it in.
They send you a download link probably for streaming in reality.
But, I mean.
Excuse me.
I think if you're a member of the Motion Picture Academy, you vote on the Oscars.
Gotcha.
But I think the Oscars have like a whole, like a lobbying world behind it.
Yeah, this is like who gets nominated and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Everything does.
Yeah, it's like the when you see Motor Trend or any of the...
Yeah, everything in law. It's all about how much, who's willing to pay what.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Movies, cars, legislation. Who's willing to pay what?
Who's willing to pay for their whatever to get done?
Yes.
It's the way the world operates.
So on to less serious topics. We did find what was promising to be... A fun list of things from basically the 90s.
Yeah, I guess.
But upon review of it from BuzzFeed...
There's a few fun things.
It's not as entertaining as I'd hoped.
No.
But I do agree with you. I feel like every picture is basically Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, they're all like Disney actors, actresses, or Christina Aguilera. So it's 75 hot girl things that are no longer hot. Because you know,
anytime you say hot, I'm just picturing like Paris Hilton.
Because you know it's about to be hot girl summer, right?
In oh, yeah. Club.
So the first thing on the list was girls with belts that weren't attached to anything.
I don't really remember that. This is Ashanti.
I
believe it's Ashanti.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Somebody famous. Girls who wore denim miniskirts just as often as they wore jeans. Because apparently denim miniskirts are out. And that's...
Is that Rihanna?
Rihanna. And cowboy boots.
Okay, look at that. Okay, look at the background behind her.
JCPenney.
JCPenney.
City of Hope. Yeah. Hope Rocks, some fundraiser. Girls who parted their hair at one ear. Girls with colorful extensions, especially if they're ratty, black or red. They literally like just made multiple numbers be the same shit to get to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Girls who wore Uggs no matter what season it was.
Are they still a thing?
I think they're still... I got Ugg slippers.
I mean, I have Ugg slippers, but I mean the boots.
I don't know. Do people still wear Uggs?
I don't know.
Well, the comment on that picture is, the skirt stresses me out. How does it cover her butt? It probably doesn't. Because that's Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie.
Yeah. Girls who wore long tunic tops over jeans. Skirts over jeans. Airbrush t-shirts from vacation. And this one I think is making a comeback. Girls whose tops stopped an inch above their low-rise jeans. Because aren't low-rise jeans and crop tops making a comeback?
Yes, I think those are both coming back.
So I think that still qualifies hot girl.
I think the 90s stuff in general is coming back.
And then here's girls who wore crop tops that stopped like 2 feet above their jeans.
That's called a tube top.
Yeah. Yeah. And then girls who wore newsboy caps.
Also Christina Aguilera.
Yep. Half cardigans. Anyway, some of these are stupid.
Also Christina Aguilera.
And we get down to the good one. Oh, the girls who pulled two long strands of their updo to hang in their face. That was definitely
common. That was a thing.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
And that's Amanda Bynes in that picture.
Who just got her.
Since she got her conservatorship release. Yep. Right, too. Camisoles. Lacy camisoles everywhere is the next like three. Baby doll tops. I don't know what that means. tank tops over t-shirts. Shimmery makeup, oversized sunglasses. Here's the good one. Girls who showed off their whale tails. And if you don't know what that is, we all know what that is. Thong showing out of their lower back. which is kind of funny.
Hey, I don't remember necessarily seeing that.
That's pretty common.
Like, okay, like here, like in this picture, that's like a posed thing.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, those jeans are real low.
Yes.
I think it was.
But I mean, I remember seeing
it. They couldn't do it at school.
It wasn't like this.
No, it was like a little less. They had to show it to you.
It was like the jeans were low rise and it went down a little bit. If
they bend over, you could see it.
Yeah.
It would stick out. Yeah. But still, I think that is a thing of the past. I don't think they really rock that very often anymore. And then the rest are pretty dumb. Tinsel. Oh, girls who gave into the Von Dutch trend. And bandana trend. And the cardigans that were open to show their belly button rings.
The best part is that the bandana trend is J-Lo.
Who
is 10 years older than every other person on this list. She's probably
30 in that picture. there's more Christina Aguilera. Anyway, it was somewhat promising.
Girls who showed off, I remember this from high school. Girls who showed off that their parents were rich with those Tiffany chain necklaces.
Yes. Girls who wore sweatpants with words on the butt. Bonus for pink branded, double bonus for Juicy Couture. and that girl looks like she's wearing white linen pants. I don't know. And then girls who wore tiny athletic shorts that also sometimes had writing on the butt.
Pink.
Why is that not hot anymore? Now they all wear fucking leggings.
Yes.
That's what it is. But yoga pants. Right?
Yes. What
they're called? Yoga pants that never do yoga.
Number 45. Girls with hot pink Motorola razors.
That was the shit.
We had a conversation last night
about the razor.
I remember.
Jessica had that one.
Yeah. She had the pink one. You had the blue one. I had
the navy blue one.
I had the black one.
Yeah.
And I remember just,
you know,
slamming that phone shut. So satisfied.
Girls who applied roll-on glitter to their whole bodies. And that's Britney Spears.
That is Britney Spears. A lot of Paris Hilton in here, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Girls who went a little too hard in the tanning booth, which is a picture of what's that girl from?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, short one.
What hell?
I don't know. Snooki.
Yes.
Snooki, Snooki, Snooki. Anyway, crimped random pieces of their hair, which that was definitely a thing.
Chunky highlights.
Cowboy boots with everything. Chopsticks in their hair. Tube top showing their bra straps. I feel like that's still probably a thing.
Yeah, probably still. This is Fergie, who also is older than I feel like some of the people on here.
Yes. Bermuda shorts.
Okay.
Most of these say they have like a caveat that is to avoid being dress coded, which means they're children because they go to school.
Girls who wear Argyle sweaters. Sweater vests.
No, that was something that was a sweaters with no vest underneath. Sweaters and vests with nothing underneath.
I had that conversation at work the other day.
Curly hair with straight bangs. Crochet hats. This shit's graphic tees that were at least borderline inappropriate or suggestive.
This is, it's called Abercrombie.
Yeah. Headbands. I don't know. Military style. Anyway.
This is like the 90s stuff that you're like, no, please don't come back.
And finally, girls who rocked this exact duck face peace sign combo in every photo, which was very common.
I feel like the duck face is still a thing.
Except now their lips are just full of
filler. You don't know.
You don't know
if it's like a duck face or if that's just
how their face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't as fun as we thought it would be.
There were a few little blasts from the past.
Yeah.
Mainly of the many stages of Christina Aguilera.
Who isn't she a judge on like The Voice? Or was? Yeah,
she was.
Anyway, I don't know. It was not as good as we'd hoped.
I mean, yeah. Could have been better.
It could have been.
So what 90s trend did we miss? Or did BuzzFeed miss?
Well, it was about girls. So they missed all the ones that dudes had to deal with.
You mean your JNCO jeans and your...
You had JNCO jeans. Cargo shorts.
Yes.
spiked tips.
Oh, you frosted tips? Yeah. Don't forget the puka shell.
The puka shell necklaces. Mushroom necklaces that would have like a mushroom hanging, which I had one. My first Marshall ID, I have one on. Which was 2004. So that's,
you got it at your local PacSun, so.
I don't remember where I got that one. It was like a hemp necklace.
Yeah. With a mushroom. I remember those were like
the hemp necklace.
They were itchy.
Yeah, they were real dumb. I don't know why. God. A picture popped up on my memories the other day. Mm-hmm. Out in front of my aunt's house, an aunt's house up in Somersville. And I have a bowl cut with the sides shaved.
Like up under the bowl cut?
No, just like bowl cuts, the bottom and the sides are like flat, like skin.
Ooh.
And then I'm wearing socks with Adidas slide sandals. Like the ones that had the fucking real uncomfortable ass bottoms.
Oh,
like
the,
the little nubby things.
Adidas Sodge or whatever they were called. Adidas, yeah. I never liked those things. I
hated
them. People love those.
But I had like socks on with them. I was like, why the fuck did my parents let me out of the house like that?
Well, now you know. You got to pick and choose your battles.
It's true. It's true. It was bad. My style was awful back then. I'm not saying it's great now, but it was bad. I wore cargo shorts all the time, polo shirts.
Basically, it was like...
It was the style.
That's American
what
Eagle.
Yeah, everybody wanted
it. You went to American Eagle, and you blew as much... Or Abercrombie,
wherever. I never shopped at Abercrombie.
And you blew as much of your parents' money as you could get by with.
Yeah. Mine were always like Old Navy or something.
See, there wasn't an Old Navy near me.
Yeah.
And this is guys, this is pre-internet.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just...
Buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always we were always like Old Navy, JCPenney. A lot of my clothes came from JCPenney. The catalog would show up. You had to pick out what your school clothes you wanted for the year. Old school.
I remember go to like, it was Kaufman's then, the Charleston Mall.
Yeah. Which that became Macy's. Yeah.
And get a couple
of the style, yeah.
Polo sport across polo everything. Sport, yeah. Which that's kind of back because I see a lot of stuff on Saks website now is polo sport branded.
Yeah. It's funny. Everything's cyclical. Like, yeah. You know cargo shorts are going to come back.
I'm sure they are. And I'm probably not going to buy them.
I probably won't either.
Because
that's the stage.
As a 39-year-old adult, I know that they're going to make me look shorter than I already
am. That's true. God, the length of things.
And then they had like the ties or the strings from the bottom that would hang down.
Which I never understood why anybody would tie those tight.
Not at all. I remember, a bunch of the old ATOs used to go camping for the Bristol NASCAR race. Yeah. And the first year I went, I went, it wasn't exactly my style, but I went and got some supplies. So I think I hit up, maybe Target, it was probably Walmart, to be honest. Like Coors Light shirts, Budweiser shirts.
Jean shorts.
I had a pair of camo, cargo, cut-off short. Like
Frayed. Oh, yeah. That was always a style. I think I had
and a pair. I got out of the car, and I drove, which made it even better. So I think I had the Volkswagen then. So I, like, roll out, like, and then I'm, like, and they're just, like, looking at me like, what the fuck? Actually, that first year, I think I rode with Sissel.
It's racing, baby.
And it was just like, okay.
That's, yeah. The style that was in when we were in high school is atrocious to look back at. Like, it was bad all around. Girls, guys, all of it. Awful. Awful, 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 awful. The jeans were always, like, real long and baggy.
Oh, yeah.
And
they were expensive. I remember like Jinko jeans were expensive.
Well, yeah, not even those. Those fucking were ridiculous. The big wide
fucking
bell bottom. Not even bell bottom. They just straight.
They were just massive.
Just huge legs. I never wore those.
I never. They were not my thing.
I skated, though. I wore cargo shorts a lot. Those came in handy when you're like skateboarding because you can put shit in your pockets. Carry shit with you. And you also had a backpack, usually, full of fucking parts. Shit breaks. But. Then, like, you gotta wax all the curbs and shit that you see when you walk around, all the fucking curbs that look shiny on the edges, that's because somebody waxed the hell out of it with Zog's sex wax.
Yeah, about that. I think I've skateboarded like 3 times in my life.
I used to love it. Tried to get into it a couple years ago.
I remember you and I went to Zoomies.
Yeah. I didn't buy it there, though. I thought about it.
And you were like looking at it, thinking about it. And I'm like, really?
I ended up ordering one.
You literally hurt your ankles standing playing tennis.
I wasn't standing. I was running and trying to stop. And I didn't slide like you see the pros do. My foot just went. And there we went. But I don't play tennis anymore.
Or skateboard.
That's probably why my ankles are shit. Ankles and knees is from skateboarding.
Yeah. Impact.
Impact that you're not designed to take. Lots of it. And I'm just old. We're old now. I'm old now.
I'm older, so.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better. Well, guys.
Anyway, I think that's enough.
Everyone, have a great week. Hope you've enjoyed our rambling a little bit.
Yeah. That's what we do.
That's what we're here for. Everyone have a great week. See ya. Take care.